How long have I been asleep? And why does the air taste so foul? What have the humans been up to, and you can come out now, human. I can smell your fear and perspiration very clearly. No harm will come to you. Hello. What? Did you think I was going to jump down here and eat you? Don't be ridiculous. I don't eat humans. No. Humans have the taste of evil in their flesh. How would I know that? Yes, I said I don't eat humans, but I've never said I haven't eaten them before. Oh, relax. It was a long time ago, and speaking of time, what year is this? Well, I've been asleep for much longer than I anticipated. What? I was not trying to change the subject. There is no reason for me to change the subject. I just had a question that needed answering, and now I will answer yours. So, what was your question again? If I still eat you... I already told you, no, I don't eat humans anymore. In the past, I only did that after they attacked me. They attacked, so I ended their existence, and... It's not that I don't hold any pity for them, but... They did attack where I was dwelling, and I had to protect myself and my home. I see that this topic is making you a little uncomfortable. So, I don't do it anymore, so you can relax. Let us speak of it no longer. Is there anything else you would like to discuss or... ask me? what I am? Isn't that very obvious? I'm a gargoyle. Nothing more, nothing less. I thought you knew of my kind. You see, when I awoke and the stone suddenly wasn't stone anymore? Well, I do think that my species don't really exist that much anymore. They were rather extinct when I fell asleep, and I can't feel anyone. Anymore. What I mean, well, we gargoyles have somewhat of a bond. We cannot communicate telepathically, but we know where the others are so that we don't breach each other's territories, and right now, I don't feel any in the vicinity at all. Have they been hunted down? Huh? Oh, sorry. I just got lost in my head a little bit there. Why I awoke now? Well, I don't know. I was rested and I felt trapped. Well, I decided to come out of my slumber because I was curious. When I first entered my sleep, I was injured. And it was a very deep injury. So I decided that I no longer wish to be awake. Gargoyles don't really need sustenance all that often, so I decided just to stay asleep. But now I don't know. I want to feed, but I don't know what to do. No, not on humans. Say, what's your name? That's a very nice name. Mine. My name is Mika. Very nice to meet you. Even though I did terrify you at first. This is weird being so alone. So I have something to ask you, human. For the time being, can I maybe stay with you? Well, at daytime, I could just resume my statuesque position, and at night, you could maybe show me around or something. I don't feel like being alone. And you, well, you smell nicer than a lot of other humans. Yes, even though you did perspire. I guess humans were much more filthy in the past. You smell more of chemicals. Yes. So, should we head off? I could carry you. My wings are very, very strong. No. You don't want to soar through the sky with me? Another time, then. I could walk beside you, but I think others would be a little bit shocked about my appearance, don't you think? No, I'm not able to make my wings go in. But maybe if you had some type of shawl or something that I could keep over it, then we would be all set. You don't. Could you? Oh, I can have your jacket. Is that what they're called now? Interesting. Yes, I can just wrap my tail around my body and we can go. Well, this is exciting. Let's go, human. Show me your dwelling.